The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I got a message today. Interesting things come into my voicemail sometimes, and as a friend, so I thought is a longtime meditator and somebody who he kind of lives inside a Dharma talk would be how I would characterize it. Like he just lives inside a Dharma talk, either giving it to himself or some imagined audience or a real person or something. But this is what came in on the voicemail. I was actually sitting here meditating, and I had this profound experience. I was suddenly like, I could talk to Matthew about this, so give me a call. I'll just tell you my thing real quick, okay? It's this. It's when you're present. And like, you know, I've noticed how much on a deep level my mind is future-based. And of course, all humans think about the future. Sure, definitely. But like relating to what's happening now and truly not relating to it vis-a-vis any in any way towards the future. Meaning like, even if I'm sitting, there's a part of me that's like, this is a good sit. This will serve me in the future. It's a good thing. Like if I'm liberated, I'll be happier in the future. Like this is good for me. I'll be whatever. You know what I mean? Like even the most benevolent, non-egotistical ways of trying to like hold on to the future, it's still very much in relationship to the future. I've been hitting the state recently once in a while where it's like, no, no, really. There's no future. Like really. There's no future as far as how this moment is experienced. And it's just crazy after whatever, you know, 30 years, 35 years of practice to be kind of coming up with, hey, yeah, it's really just about being here now. Anyway, man, thought you'd get a kick out of that. All right. Love you. Miss you. Hope to talk to you soon. So let us sit. It is good for you, but good for you is not here, not now. What is actually here now? idea, this is good for me. That might be here, but good for me at some point is not here. What's here? We can only live one moment at a time. Love takes us here. Hatred takes us there. Just opening our heart to what's here. Just this breath, this body, constellation of sensations. We call this body. How long is now? Future feels like it's here, feels like it's bound up in the potential energy of what is here. Bound up in thought and expectation, prediction and imagination. Bound up in the ways we try to track the trajectory of what is here, in terms of what will be here. But all of that is just happening now. Creating the illusion that we might ever be anywhere else. How much courage or love or skill or something might it take to renounce becoming? Just for now. Just because the future keeps coming doesn't mean that in this moment it's not an illusion. After all these years here, now, opening to the bottomlessness of the present. kind of perverse logic of this whole realm. That there's only freedom for those who aren't trying to get free.
Thank you.